This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Realtors in Harlem started calling the southern part of the neighborhood Soha. Southern Harlem, Soha. Anyway, residents have bristled at the new name, the rebrand. But it turns out the practice of renaming areas is common. Many communities see it as a way to help speed up economic development. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
We got our kitchen there, and then servers, cooks. We got a big walk-in freezer back up in there.
Ron Smothers owns a Denny's restaurant at the corner of Crenshaw and Coliseum in South Los Angeles. Smothers has owned restaurants here since the late 70s, back when the area was still known as South Central.
South Central, when anyone says South Central, you knew what they were talking about. It was not a good place.
During the 1980s and 90s, Smothers said South Central had become synonymous for riots, gangs, and crime. So, in 2003, the city council voted to rename the 16-square-mile district as South Los Angeles. Since then, demand for property has created all kinds of new development.
I think it was done with the realization that it would only help, because South Central had become an ugly word. Like I say, it hasn't hurt. If anything, I'd have to say it helped contribute to the progress we're seeing.
Across the country, what can it hurt wasn't the attitude some New Yorkers felt when references to Soha or South Harlem started turning up on businesses and awnings.
I mean, I'm a real estate broker and I understand it. It's to make the place seem hip, different. You know, it's not Harlem, it's Soha. It's really cool.
Danny Tyson was the first to notice when Keller Williams, a national real estate brokerage, began using Soha, a name many locals feel is a slap in the face. Cordell Clear spoke out at a protest last month.
To come now, yesterday, and rename our community.
Right.
Where do they get off at? Where do they get off at? It is disrespectful to us.
Critics claim these rebranding campaigns are actually a backdoor way to raise rents and push out current residents. State Senator Brian Benjamin introduced legislation barring the renaming of neighborhoods without community input.
You know, we're happy to have newcomers, but not at the expense of those who have been here before. And so we've got to figure that out.
Benjamin says it's insulting to impose a new identity on folks who've lived here for generations without their input, especially in a place as culturally significant as Harlem.
And you want to preserve that. You don't want where Malcolm X used to give some of his most famous speeches and rallies on 116th Street to be renamed Soha. You want it to be Harlem.
Benjamin notes that Harlem's gentrifying fast enough, even without rebranding. In other cities, however, a new name does mean a new neighborhood. Take, for instance, NoMa in Washington, D.C.
It's the area north of Massachusetts Avenue. That's what it stands for.
Robin Eve Jasper is the president of the NoMa Business Improvement District, an area which just 5 years ago was an industrial no man's land.
There was almost nothing here but a few derelict warehouses, mostly not in use, and just vacant lots.
5 years and billions of dollars later, NoMa is now home to 7,000 people and a booming market for apartments and office space. While the name does sound a bit trendy, Jasper likes it better than the original idea, Capitol Hill North.
It was authentic to where the neighborhood was. There wasn't something that was being obliterated in order to pick up that identity, and it was better than being fake Capitol Hill.
Jasper concedes that the success of NoMa has pushed up prices in surrounding neighborhoods, something the city's trying to address through mixed-income zoning. But whether you're talking about NoMa, Soha, or some other acronym, the placemaking trend isn't slowing down, and some names will stick, others won't. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.